This is Think. I'm Chris Boyd, speaking this hour with Stephen Alvarez, who's assistant professor of English at St. John's University and teaches a course called Taco Literacy. It explores the food ways of Mexican immigrant communities in the United States. So how did you think about food as a way in for students who might not be familiar with this culture?
Well, I wish I could have said that was my first instinct and it didn't really happen by accident, but it actually did. And sometimes this is what happens in teaching. Sometimes there are those side experiments that create the success. And that's really what happened. The classes I was teaching, I always teach writing courses. And the writing course I was organizing was really about Mexican migration to Kentucky and looking at the place of Mexington and the various aspects of that neighborhood that really demonstrate identity. Well, at one point, I took a group of students on a field trip to a local taqueria, and they had a lot of questions. For example, they saw things on the menu that were beyond chicken and beef for tacos, things like tripas and lengua, even sesos, brains. So they were very curious. They were also curious about just the process of making tortillas. So I started really thinking about this and really seeing how invested they were in what they were eating, but also asking some very critical questions. And I thought, well, you know, I could actually use food as the prism to get to all these other issues about Mexington, to really think about some of the knowledge that we can honor of Mexican immigrants, but also something I think, you know, for folks in Kentucky, sometimes they don't really know Mexican folks, but they know something about Mexican food. But to really connect that the food is not decontextualized from the people, and to really appreciate the people who make this, our cuisine stronger, let's say, as an American cuisine.
So one of the things you're really doing here is just creating opportunities for relationships to form between people who might not run into each other and truly interact on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think what you just said hits on the part about literacy in the class. I think literacy is always about building relationships between, well, either social relationships among people, but also people to groups. But more importantly, it's that kind of care that comes with literacy, a kind of care that can connect people to bonds and reciprocal trust. And I think Foodways does something very similar.
Explain that term Foodways. I think we can sort of imagine what it means, but what's the full context?
Really, I think it encompasses everything related to food, from the production of food, to labor, to the folks who make the food, to the ingredients, anything that really is about this kind of social connection of people related to food. And more importantly, I think it's more about whether it's food journalism or food scholarship, it's always bringing it back to people and the narratives and stories.
Were there common misconceptions, either in Kentucky or now that you're teaching the class in Queens, that your students might have about their Latino peers and neighbors?
It's interesting that you say this, because one of the very first assignments when I taught it at Kentucky was looking at the tradition of putting the sombrero on folks when they are at a Mexican restaurant. And at this time, there was also the questions of cultural appropriation. So really thinking about many of the students who maybe weren't really thinking about the cultural significance of what it means to go, quote unquote, brown face and to participate in these kind of rituals.
So you've mentioned appropriation. This brings us to the really complex question of authenticity. And I wonder what you ask your students to think about as they try to assess the extent to which a food is authentic or who has the right to say a food is authentic.
I think the first lesson that we gain from this is to just get out of that authentic game, to try to find the original and to assume that if it's people of color who are eating it, it's somehow authentic. Because really, it really moves away to thinking about the social connections between people, and it's somewhat decontextualized. I would say it does contextualize to think about relationships of power, and that's always very important to look at. I think there is a way we can really think about how the thinking about appropriation can be taken away from power dynamics, and more importantly, the money. So I would say with the students, when we start thinking about what is authentic, we really start questioning what that authentic is and who's saying something is authentic and who has the power to legitimately say what is or what is not authentic.
If you'd like to hear this whole conversation, check out the Think podcast. Simply look for Think in the Explore section of NPR One or use search to find it. You can also subscribe at think.kera.org or wherever you get your podcasts.